Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report right now as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, as we're speaking right now on Thursday, you're sitting on Winnebago, right?
Yep, we're on, roughly 10 inches of ice here. This is clear ice. In some areas, you had that snow ice, and that top layer is not very good. This morning it was firmed up, but as the day goes on and warms up, that top layer gets pretty soft, and then there's only maybe 6 inches of good ice underneath that.
So when you talk about ice, okay, you know, we talked about the weather, it's been in like the 40s and such, but if it gets even into the upper 20s, does that help at night to sustain the ice at all?
It does. It refirms up what's there. Sun and wind together like we had yesterday, that's a bad combination for any ice. But yeah, having that cold night at least below freezing helps maintain the ice. We ain't making any ice, and I don't see until like probably the 10th or 12th of February before we actually get some temps that might make some ice.
What have you been catching in your travels this week?
Well, we're getting some perch, and we're going for burbot this morning. On Winnebago, we got one burbot, and I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 perch so far. A lot of lookers. And then the Madison chain, we were getting bluegill, pretty nice sized bluegill down there, but that ice is that snow ice, and it's not very good, actually.
Hey, are you a surgeon, Spear?
No, but I was reading a lot of things online last night, and people are quite mad about that. The season, no matter what, will go on, and some people had drawn tags for those upper lakes, and it takes 8 to 10 years to get a tag for up there, and they may not be able to use their tags, depending on the ice conditions. But yeah, sturgeon have to be speared through the ice, I was reading. You can't do any other form of it here on the Winnebago system.
Yeah, have you ever, by accidentally on Winnebago, maybe hooked one? You know, maybe you have your hook laying low and not necessarily, obviously not trying to catch it, but have you ever hooked any like big fish you're not trying to hook?
Oh yeah, this week we've hooked like 3 of them. They come right up and probably eat our minnow, and we actually had them on 3 different tip down rods, and this thing was like 6 feet long. It came by our live scope, and yeah, just giant, and yeah, we end up breaking 3 lines, of course, because there's no way you're going to get it in on that light line.
No, and yeah, obviously, it's amazing to me how big of a fish are in Winnebago. People don't realize that there are these 200, 300-pound fish down there.
Yes, correct. Yeah, and they're big, big. I mean, you see them here on live imaging, and yeah, they're very, very big.
So tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service, and if people are looking for a trip, maybe scheduling this summer or even any time in the future, what do they need to know?
Yeah, I'll be probably getting my airboat out here this next week on any remaining ice that's safe, but we'd like to get out and try that or book a trip here for spring, summer. You can call me at 608-609-2707. Or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Have a great week.
Thank you, Wade.
Let's move over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. And boy, we talked last week, Dave, you know, Mother Nature is going to play a factor in some of these big events that are coming up, and it surely has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. The ice is really deteriorating. We've canceled the Fishtails fishery completely, which was next weekend because of the forecast and the conditions now. And I have my Legion this weekend, and we did cancel the fishing part of it this morning after checking the ice, and nobody can even use a wheeler or anything anymore. So we're still going to do all of our raffles, and we're encouraging the public to come down to Legion and support it. That's where we make our money anyways, but we aren't going to have fisheries when it's not safe. So, you know, err on the caution of whatever, but it's just not good.
No. Did anybody get out there before the ice got bad? Or were they getting anything, or was the fishing okay?
Well, I mean, it's still good right now. Yeah. You can walk everywhere.
Okay.
The problem when you have a fishery is you're not going to have participation if that's all you can do is walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's sloppy, but it's safe to walk everywhere. And on Fox Lake, there's very limited places that you can go off of, and to walk to where the fishing is good would take you half a day.
So,
you know, it just kind of puts a kibosh on everything right now.
So what are they getting, the guys that are getting out?
Panfish are biting really good out in the basin, and they're getting a lot of walleyes in the evenings, in the mornings. And, you know, the pike bite all winter when you get out there. So, I mean, it's just a matter, if you're willing to walk out to wherever you want to go, you'd be fine right now. As far as fisheries and everything, every fishery in the area has been canceled. Puckaway, Winnebago, the ice is just getting worse every day. So with the 10-day forecast, we'll be lucky to have ice in 10 days.
Sure. Well, we'll have fishtails in 10 days, I hope. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're still here. We aren't very busy lately, but no, we're right downtown Fox Lake. Right by the bridge, by the river. We're still going to be open 6 to 6, and we still have everything you need. Just a matter of whether you want to go fishing or not.
All right, Dave, I appreciate all you do, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle. So well, what's the conditions like down by you, Pat?
Well, the ice here around town is holding on. Folks are still getting out in a lot of shallow bay and shoreline areas around town. But, you know, this warm weather definitely isn't helping the ice conditions. A lot of areas have some slush on top, and folks are generally staying off the deep water now as things have warmed up here.
Walking only? No ATVs or anything?
No ATVs. I definitely wouldn't recommend ATVs at this point. And, yeah, just use caution wherever you go. But folks are definitely still getting out around town and getting some fish.
What are they getting around town?
Well, the panfish bite's been great. There's been a good bite up on Cherokee Marsh here on the north side. Monona Bay down near the Capitol has been hot all winter. And then I've heard about some good fish on the north end of Lake Wabisa, also panfish up there. But some good pike action to be had with tip-ups. And you know, the walleyes come in shallow a lot of times to feed, so there have been some guys getting fish on tip-ups at night, too.
How does the Madison chain hold up here? We got temps going to be in the 40s for about a week, and then maybe next Saturday, Sunday, we may get some cooler temperatures. I mean, are we going to have ice left next week by the time the cold winds start blowing again?
Well, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball, and honestly, I get probably a call every 10 minutes here at the shop of somebody asking me the same thing. I can't say. It'd be great if the ice did hold on, obviously. I think it really depends on whether or not it's going to be sunny or whether it's going to be cloudy. If it's cloudy, I think we can hold on. If we get too many sunny days in a row, it's going to start beating up the shorelines, and that's really where you run into trouble, is when people can't even get on the ice because the shorelines have been so warmed up.
Well, Pat, you can say that D&S Bait and Tackle is the hub for fishing information in the Madison area. Tell us where you're located, hours that you're open, and what you have at the store.
That's right. Yeah, we've got everything anybody need to get out on the ice or open water, as it were. Full live bait and tackle, anything you need. We're at 1411 Northport Drive at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives, and just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate if anybody's coming into town. So, yeah, swing by, and we'll get you set up and let you know what we're hearing.
And if people are looking for a much more extensive look at your region in the Madison area for fishing, on your Facebook page, and you have a couple of options for an extended fishing report, correct?
That's right. We do a weekly fishing report every Friday morning. I get that updated, and we have a phone line that people can call in. The number there is 608-BIG-FISH. But I also post that on our Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube, and on our website, and that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. And people can follow us or subscribe, and they'll get those updates every week for what's going on around town.
Pat, thanks for the information, and we will talk again next week.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
This is the ESPN Outdoors Report. I am Wade Bates, and it's just a shame that a lot of these fisheries are being altered or flat out canceled this year because of the weather. But there is an event coming up on Saturday, February 24th at the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club, the 11th annual Beat the Winter Blues Fun Day, with proceeds to benefit the Conservationists Scholarship Fund. Saturday, February 24th, that's on Highway G just outside of Beaver Dam. Now, there's lots of cool things going on. The Bunny Hunt is a two-man teams event with a three-rabbit limit. Wisconsin DNR regulation hours on Saturday, 2/24/24. Teams will check in. Time starts at 11 a.m. and closes at 1 p.m. Hunting time closes at noon. Now, rabbits need to be cleaned in the field with head and feet left on. No cleaning stations this year. Rabbits going to be weighed at the time of the check-in. Payments are based on the total weight. Oh, some other stuff going on as well. First of all, the entry fee is $25 per two-man team. The deadline to entry is February 21st, based on number of teams. Again, is going to be the payouts. There's going to be an Annie Oakley at 3 o'clock as well. Food starting at noon. You can also purchase beer, soda, water, and shells at the club. Open a chicken, there's a chicken shoot, I should say, at 1 o'clock until whatever. Meat varieties as prizes. Shoot single or five-man squads, $5 per shooter per squad. To sign up, stop out to the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club, again at Highway G, just outside of town on the way to Randolph. If you have any questions, a couple of phone numbers. You can call Jim at 210-3811. That's 920-210-3811. Or call Dick at 920-382-4141. That's Dick at 920-382-4141. Again, the Bunny Hunt with the Beaver Dam Conservationists, the 11th annual event. You can beat the Winter Blues Fun Day. Saturday, February 24th. It should be a great time.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, boy, Mother Nature has been doing a job on the ice with this weather in the 40s, but there's still some out there around?
There's still some out there. I mean, I was out last week quite a few times. To be honest, yesterday we were over on Big Green, and the ice was like walking in sand. I mean, the top layer of it's getting pretty gushy. You know, we still have decent amount of ice, but I know on Fox Lake and Beaver Dam, it's deteriorating fast. And I know for a fact that Tim Nails canceled his fishery the following weekend, and the Legion just canceled their fishery for this Saturday. So, yeah, the ice is, you know, it's walkable, I'm guessing. But, you know, for me personally, I won't even take my ATV out anymore.
So when you get that slushy stuff on top, people really got to be careful, right? Because you don't quite know what's underneath that slush.
Absolutely. I mean, you could be walking in what you think is 12 inches of ice, and all of a sudden you're walking in slush, and it could be two inches of ice underneath that slush. So, yeah, I had a friend of mine that was out on Fox Lake on Tuesday night with the four-wheeler walleye fishing, and he did pretty well, actually, but he texted me at like 10:30 at night and said, yeah, this is the last we're going out, so...
Have you talked to anybody up north at all? Or how's the ice conditions as we go north?
Well, I sell some lures in Ross's bait shop up in Phillips, and he put out a video on Facebook here Monday and said he thinks it should be foot traffic only way up in Phillips, and I know they've canceled a bunch of fisheries as well up in Phillips. So, I mean, you know, and that's 3.5 hours north, and, it's just as bad up there.
Yeah, it's terrible because these are great events that go on every year, you know, and obviously they're fundraisers for people and just, you know, camaraderie and such for them not to happen. I mean, it stinks, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does.
Now,
but,
go ahead.
On the other token with the weather this nice, right now we're out at Cedar Hills Game Farm pheasant hunting. A lot of the snow has melted, and the cover's relatively good. and it's still relatively frozen where you're not getting all full of mud, but we're shooting some birds today. So, you know, there's different ways to take advantage of the nice weather when it's 40s in January.
Are you a big pheasant hunter?
Oh, I'm a big hunter, period. I mean, I like pheasant hunting, but, you know, the release birds when the season is open, I mean, that's a poke and hope. And, you know, a lot of my friends and stuff, we've gone to these game farms where, you know, you can get a dog and you know where the birds are more or less, and you just go hunt them up, and it's a good time.
I wish I could hear somebody shoot something while we're on the air.
Yeah, we tried to do that duck hunting this last year. That never happened either.
So obviously, if, you know, people got to watch the ice conditions and such and find other things to do like that, or paint lures like you do at Raw Bass Customs.
That's the other advantage of being this warm. I've been painting all week, so we got a lot of lures painted this week, and you know, it won't be long. We put them on the shelves here at local bait stores.
All right, are you on the shelves right now, or are you in between seasons?
We're kind of in between seasons, but like M&M Tackle It and Tim and down here at Fishtails, they keep them up all year because they sell pretty well all year, especially around Christmas time. But you know, now guys are more thinking, you know, ice fishing. But you know, the Madison Expo is right around the corner, the last weekend in February. I'll have a big booth down there, and usually after that expo, guys start thinking about spring fishing, so it's right around the corner as well.
Rick, I'll let you get back to pheasant hunting. Thanks for the time.
All right, Wade, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.